This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time to talk weather conditions with recent stormy weather and possibility of cold weather still coming in. It's important that in these weather conditions, we talk about how to get out and about safely. Joining me, I have from Guide Dogs, Vision Rehabilitation Specialist Keely Cockman and Guide Dog Mobility Specialist Julie Tranfield. Hello to you both.
Hello, Hubert.
Hello, Hubert.
Keely, let's start with you. If you're a cane user, and let's talk about the kind of windy weather we had recently, you know, strong winds, maybe not always rain, but if you want to go out with a cane, I mean, do you risk it? If you do risk it, how do you do it?
Well, as you already mentioned there, Hubert, we'd always advise people not to travel in severe weather unless it's essential and unless they're feeling confident to do so. The first thing really is considering good footwear. Making sure that it's a solid piece of footwear that's not going to cause additional slips or trips, but still so that you're able to pick up on any sort of tactile paving or any changes in surface underfoot to make yourself more visible, whether that be a high-vis jacket or a little sash or something just to make you more visible in those different weather conditions. We'd always recommend not to wear hoods or hats that are covering your ears because that can change the sound. It can reduce some of the environmental sound around you. And again, something else that we advise to avoid where possible is gloves, but we understand that some people are going to need gloves to keep them warm. So if you need to, using something like a riding glove, like equestrian riding gloves or golf gloves, or potentially even driving gloves, something that's got a little bit more flex to it that allows you to feel the feedback through the long cane. Alongside your confidence, it's about slowing your pace, making sure that you're taking the time to take in everything that's around you. That wind, heavy rain can really distort the sound in the environment. Although it can make cars more easily to pick up as on the roads because of that wet sound on the road, it can also really muffle the traffic. So we'd suggest potentially using more controlled crossings if they're available. If they're not available, potentially accessing sighted assistance or exploring alternative transport means. Heavy winds can really distort the environmental sounds around you. So it can cause things like sound shadows from the buildings and really sort of emphasize those.
When it comes to guide dogs, Julie, let's talk how to maintain your dog. Because in weather conditions like that, again, I think it's safe to say that it's best not to travel in dangerous weather conditions, but I have heard some people also worry that, you know, they want to make sure their dog gets a walk. But I think safety is more important here because you're not only looking out for the safety of yourself, but you're also looking out for the safety of your dog. So how to best manage that in either wintry weather conditions and or windy and stormy conditions?
Absolutely, yeah. And the advice we always give to people is if you feel it's not safe or you really don't want to go out, then you don't go out. That's the bottom line. Lots of people do have support of friends or family who could take their dog out for a free run instead. We all know what dogs are like in the snow. They absolutely love it. So a nice free run where they can frolic around in the snow, I'm sure the dog will be very happy. It just brings it to mind, though, that it does make people change their routines when we have different weather conditions and they work a guide dog. So, you know, if you can't work your dog because it's snowy weather, because obviously the dogs can't see where the curbs are, so it makes a dog working in snowy conditions very difficult, or purely because you don't feel it's safe to go out. Obviously, then it might involve getting a taxi to work if that's something you need to do, or just thinking of an alternative way to get to the destination you need to get to. Going back to the windy weather that Keely was talking about, obviously, a very difficult assessing traffic when there's when it's a very windy day. So really taking time and waiting till you're sure that it's a safe time to cross the road with your dog. Because as we know, it's the guide dog owner's responsibility to make sure that it's a safe time to cross rather than the dog's. It can get quite confusing with loud traffic on the main road as well if there's been lots of rain. Working out whether that sound of the traffic is on the side road or on a main road, which is slightly further away. In windy weather, You obviously get a lot more leaves blowing around and you know, bits of rubbish or something that are moving around on the pavement. That can actually be quite distracting for your dog. So you might have to work your dog in a slightly different way if it is very windy and there's lots of things blowing around. It can get quite exciting for a dog. Going back to the cold weather, so it can be quite slippery. So as Keely very rightly said, it's taking it slow, being very careful and being very clear with your dog where you need them to go and getting that orientation right. Older dogs, you have to be very careful in the colder weather, just have to be, and same with the warm weather as well. Older dogs are more vulnerable at those times. So making sure the older dogs have had their 3 monthly routine vet checks so you know they're all well. And for those dogs that are just about to be retired, it's making sure that we make the right decision around timing of that retirement, whether it's being not making them work through a hot summer or a cold winter. So it's just something to bear in mind, even more with the older dogs than the working dogs. In the snow, dogs can also get things like, you know, snow sticking in their pads as well, which can make it quite difficult for them to walk comfortably. So people do have to be mindful of things like that in the snow as well. Obviously, the dog is not going to take you around the icy patches. So again, it's all about that keeping the speed down and just making sure that you're safe when you're out and about with your dogs. If you are able to work your dog when it's a little bit snowy, that first time you go out, the dog may be quite excitable when you start working it as well. So just bearing that in mind. When you have rain as well, there will be nice big puddles covering the pavements. You might have one of those dogs, as we all know, there are lots out there who nicely take themselves around the puddle and let you walk through it. Or you might have one that will stop more because they don't like walking through them, but they're very conscious that they don't want to make a right shoulder work error where you may go off the edge of the pavement or into something. So puddles really can be quite problematic with a guide dog, and it makes their work more difficult. You know, they've got a tricky job anyway, and having puddles everywhere makes it even harder. If you're taking it to somewhere like a cafe or a restaurant, obviously the dog is going to be very soggy by the time it gets there. So it's really making sure that you give your dog a little bit of time outside so that often they will then have a bit of a shake once they get there and the harness comes off. And that will happen outside rather hopefully than inside of the restaurant or cafe. Some people are very vigilant and take a small towel or something that they can give the dog a little bit of a rub down before they take it in. I think that's most of the things with the rain, apart from the fact that all the scents come out when it's raining as well. So again, it makes the dog harder because not only having to deal with the normal distractions, but that scent is so much higher when it's been raining.
Well, there you go. Some very good tips there for you to stay safe in the challenging weather conditions out there. Keely Cockman, Vision Rehabilitation Specialist, and Julie Tranfield, Guide Dog Mobility Specialist at Guide Dogs. Thank you both very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having us, Hubert.
Thank you, Hubert.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.